Well, hi, Michael. Thank you for joining us today and sharing your experience about working with us at Zing. So I guess first thing, maybe if you want to just tell us a little bit about yourself and about your company, Ferguson Farms.
Okay, I guess. I'm Mike Ferguson. We're out here in Central Florida. I am the founder and owner of Ferguson Farms. We are a provider of grass-fed and finished beef, bison, elk, lamb, wild-caught seafood, and pasture poultry, and we ship to our customers nationwide.
What made you decide to, to open up this farm?
It started kind of organically. I went to the doctor and realized there was something terribly wrong. Not with me, but with them, as they tried to push pharmaceuticals on me and told me that I was going to die if I didn't take them. Then I started doing some digging and realized that the way I was eating the standard American diet wasn't beneficial, and the food had changed quite a bit. And decided to start a garden, which eventually turned into us leave my wife and I leaving the neighborhood that we lived in and buying some acreage. And we started raising meat birds, chickens, and processing our own chickens for ourselves. And then my friends decided that they wanted chickens too, so I started giving chickens away. And one thing leads to another, bada bing, bada boom. We're selling chickens. So
That's awesome.
Transition into selling beef, raising beef, and working with local ranchers who raise grass-fed and finished beef that ingest no GMOs, hormones, or antibiotics their entire life, and discovered how healthy the old way of eating is compared to what they're doing now, which is GMO corn, fattening the cow, giving it the growth hormones, and a lot of antibiotics that stay in the fat that you ingest, transitions your body, creates gut issues, all types of diseases that we're not aware of, or we are aware of now, but don't usually trace it back to what we ate.
Great. Well, I'm also just curious, when you decided to make that transition to raising these healthier, better animals and selling them, what were you doing before that?
Oh, I own a financial services firm,
Wow.
financial broker, life insurance broker, and so I was helping people retire. And one of the things there is that you talk to people about their health, and you go, "Let me, what medications are you taking?" And they pull out a bag of medication, and you ask them, "So what are you taking this for?" "I don't know." "What are you taking that for?" "Doctor said so." "Okay, have you done your own research to determine maybe if you could get off of that, because your premiums go up the more stuff you're taking." So there's a disconnect and a naivete when it comes to the way consumers interact with physicians. And we've been trained in a way just to sort of trust the doctor, when if you dig a little deeper, they might not be the most trustworthy folks out there.
Oh,
They
for
make the
sure.
bulk of their money when you're sick, not when you're healthy.
That's very true. Well, I guess now you'll be able to help people retire healthy, much, much healthier than before. Well, I guess since starting, what were some of the, well, I guess I have two kind of two-part question. A, when you first started and started this company, what were some of the biggest challenges you had? And then also before you brought on Zing or Southlake Consulting, as we were called back then, what were some of the challenges that you were trying to solve then as well?
Well, I'm my personality is such that I like trying to do things myself, to my own detriment sometimes. So learning social media marketing is very different than marketing once upon a time when I was younger, and the growth curve, learning curve was difficult. But I jumped in, probably spent a whole lot of money messing around with things I shouldn't have been messing around with, and had decided that I was going to, at the beginning of this year, hire someone or an entity to take care of that for me as I began to ramp the business up. And I think it was you guys that reached out to me to do a talk about small businesses and small business growth and such, and which was, I think, smooth as can be. That was a great interview, man. It's smooth, I tell you. How do you find out all my pains without finding out all my pains? Tell me about your business. Oh, it's horrible. No, but it created a level of trust with you guys, and you guys got to know what was driving my business and what my pains were. And I guess a few months later, we ended up talking about marketing. So, yeah.
I guess also I know I've been working with you the last couple months now, talking to you weekly calls and definitely enjoyable calls. And I remember you mentioned, because obviously you're a stoic guy, and you mentioned how when you got started, you weren't sure about us, which is a reasonable thought. Like, are we going to deliver or not? I guess now, how do you feel about us now after working with us?
I trust you guys a lot. It took a while. I tell you, I'm of the generation, I suppose, where show me type of thing. I want to see what you're going to do. There were a lot of promises, and there are a lot of people who make promises and don't deliver. But again, this is my baby. I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this company, and I don't know anybody who just hands it over, without knowing the people they're handing it over as part of the business over to. So
For sure.
I took a little bit to figure out what you guys were capable of, and and that it was safe for me to let go of the things that I'd been doing and doing kind of not so good. You know, I knew that I was, that you guys could do a better job than I could do myself, but I just needed to see that you guys were the ones to do it, I suppose. Yeah.
Awesome. So I'm just curious, right, in terms of some of the challenges that you had before, like what were those challenges like? And I guess what specifically did we help you solve and achieve with your business?
Well, I think the model that I had with my, it's an e-commerce business, of course. So I guess your customers, you folks should know that this is an e-commerce business that ships directly to the consumer. So it isn't your standard or traditional farm that the most people would think of, where you've got a silo and you've got a farm store. We don't have a farm store, and we have no intention of having a farm store. I don't want to be tied to a store. All right. We ship nationwide. I wanted a large base of customers, and, you know, but there were some inherent challenges in that our website was a closed website, and that it made a person who had an interest come in and give information before they could see our prices. This created a significant amount of friction with a number of people that I spent weekly spent time emailing back as they cursed me, called me a scam. But at the same time that we started working together, I opened up the website so that people see pricing. So we saw a bump there. You guys worked through that. And I think the first thing that I saw was that, well, with the old method, it took a person, a new conversion, somebody gave us their information. It took them 4 or 5 weeks before they eventually make the decision to buy on average, which was interesting. Once you guys took over marketing, we had people buying immediately, which was really good, very different. And I wasn't aware that, I didn't know that that could happen. I thought a person had to really noodle through the process of pulling the trigger on a $150 purchase or higher. And that's just sort of the way it was. But now I see the people come, look, buy, and there they go. So that's been a really positive thing.
Awesome. I guess, I mean, aside from that, were there any other impacts you think we had for Ferguson Farms, that Zynga's had for Ferguson Farms?
Well, that was the most immediate one. New customer growth has been big, and that you guys don't shrink from the challenge of growing new customer business, which is what I wanted. You do a good job of working around the systems that we have in place, like subscription and our subscription program. And it was interesting in that I almost felt like I had to hold you back from taking things over, which is the way it should be. It's like, hey guys, I'm taking over your email campaigns, I'm taking over your SMS campaigns, I'm taking over your social media campaigns. Mike, go do something else. Okay. So it's a good problem to have. But no, you guys are doing a great job. Great job.
Thank you.
Answer the question.
I guess you kind of just answered that, but how likely would you recommend other people to use our services?
I would recommend you guys. Absolutely. You guys work well as a team. You're cohesive. You do what you say you're going to do. And the cool thing is that you're flexible. I've had 4 or 5 meetings with other companies that do what you do. And most of which didn't even listen to me, which is very interesting to me because nobody knows my business like I know my business. So first and foremost, you should listen to the customer. A person told me that your website's all backwards. How do you know? she told me there should be more videos of me walking around with my cows. I don't think so. She told me that we should see people, you know, they should see the process of processing chickens. Nobody wants to see you once that someone kill a chicken. Nobody wants to see that. You know, they want to see cooked food.
Yeah.
But you guys listened, and that turned into conversions. So that's so yes, I would recommend you guys.
Well, I know, we've definitely seen some growth, and I want to increase it even more. I know you want it also. I guess, what are your goals, or where do you see Ferguson Farms in 12 months from now?
Well, I see it's doubling in size. The cool thing about working with you guys is that as I step away from marketing, I can now begin to work on the other growth areas of the business that would create a juggle if I didn't have you guys doing what you're doing. Fulfillment, big part. Customer support, big part. And those are the things that typically suffer when an owner is working solely and spending their time on marketing, customer service. And so I've doubled down on the fulfillment. And what's happened there is now boxes go out and there are no errors, which is wonderful. Our customers are happy about that. Inventory management. Oh my gosh, it was horrible before when I was doing marketing and that. We'd have a lot of out of stock type items. Customers are happy about that. Focus attention on other things like we just launched an AI bot for customer support, and I've been building that out, and it's working really well. And good stuff all around. Happy customers.
That's awesome. Well, I think, Dan, that's all the questions I have. Do you have any other questions you want to ask, Dan?
I guess in terms of the results, you know, that we've like achieved for you. I mean, if you're able to, I guess, quantify those results.
Quantify like dollars and
Yeah, in terms
cents?
of, yeah, in terms of, well, I guess, yeah, in terms of like
Or numbers
value
of,
that we provided.
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that would help as well.
Well, I without talking about exact dollars, I see growth.
Yeah.
So we've been working together for a quarter, and I still think we're getting our sea legs. I still think we're growing together here, and there are a lot of things we're working out. Personalities were the first part, and now we're working. You guys are learning the business, learning Ferguson Farms a little bit, and that grass-fed and finished regenerative meat is different than other meats, and that's what sells. You sell that sauce. It isn't just meat, and you guys listened. And I think that a lot of other places just don't listen. And I appreciate the flexibility. We just did a campaign that was not within your wheelhouse, and you guys ran with it, which was great. You said, okay, we'll switch up and go from what we know and learn something that we don't know and run this campaign, and you did it, and it's great. So I appreciate the flexibility. I appreciate the communication. And I was telling somebody else recently, you guys seem to be I'm not the smartest guy in the room. How about that? You
Well,
guys are.
that's to say you're definitely much smarter for sure, I'm sure, about finances and about beef than we are.